Grand Rising, my good people. This is Malik, and you're listening to AFMP, Always For My People. What's going on, good people? I just want to first start off by saying I want to give honor to my ancestors. May they always and continue to cover us. Thank you for tuning in. I know it's been quite some time. There's just been a lot going on. I just want to say, start off with the shameless plug. Don't forget, make sure you check out my wife, Coco Rain. She has her own page on there. She's selling earrings, custom made. You can check her out. And on Instagram, it's at Coco Rain. She's also on Facebook. You can look her up on Facebook. And again, by all means, please make sure you check out my website. That's ebiclothing.com. That's ebiclothing.com. All together, no space, no dots in between. ebiclothing.com. I'm also on Instagram. It's at ebiclothing. I'm also on Facebook. You can look me up, type in ebiclothing in a search. And you'll see me there as well. But I'm primarily and heavily on Instagram. Just want to check in. You know, we were talking about the mindset of my people. And just it's about supporting one another. And I just want to, I put up a post. If you're following me on Instagram, you can see I post quite a few different things. They all pertain to the business and to the mission and the mindset that I'm pushing. So it's all tailored around the same thing. But if you go on there now, if you're listening, shout out to all the listeners. I appreciate you all. I see more listeners are trickling in. I'm loving it. I'm appreciating it. And it's very humbling, to say the least. But one of the posts that I put up there is I put a post up about, and it says, tag a black-owned business. And underneath, it'll say, I'm buying black all year long. And the hashtag Ebi Clothing and hashtag Buy Black. For those who are listening, if you could hear in the background, you hear my son coughing. He's under the weather. He's been down all week. Just been trying to get him up and going. So I'm taking the time out right now while he's laying down to do an episode. And so it's going to be quick. I don't want to be too long. But anyways, let's get right into it. So I posted something about on IG talking about tag a black owned business. I'm buying black all year long. So, you know, it hit me. It dawned on me the other day. I posted this. When did I post this? Today is the 8th. Of February. I posted this 2 days ago, 2 days prior. And I noticed pretty much with looking at how I've been doing as far as trying to get my business recognized by, you know, there, you can pay for advertisement, you know, you can pay to get your business seen more. And you know, pay for this, pay to get more followers, pay for that. You know, I don't do all of those things. I'm learning, the proper techniques on what to do in order to gain exposure on what I need being a startup and a small business at on top of that. So I have paid, you know, to put an ad out here and there just to test the waters to see how it goes. And I've got some positive feedback from it, some positive results from it. You know, I'm not thinking that I'll have 1,000,001 customers off of it, but as long as I'm being acknowledged and people are aware that I exist, that's the starting point. You can't go anywhere else. You can't go anywhere unless people are aware that you exist. So I'm grateful to that. But it also dawned on me is that speaking to the mindset of our people, that we do not, as a whole, make sure that no matter what, that we're going to support our people. I do that anytime I see a post of somebody that has over 1,000 or 29,000 followers and they throw a post out there, tag a black-owned business. You know, I do my due diligence and I tag everyone that I can recall off the top of my head. And it doesn't matter where I'm at, what I'm doing. I could be doing something important at the time. But once I get to a place where I can actually tag all the people that I can recall from off the top of my head, I do that. You know, I don't just post like one or two people. I'm talking, it's like at least 15 people that I'm posting, that I'm tagging. So it's a mindset that I have, because in my head, you know, yet I do have my own business. My wife has her own, you know, but I'm not selfish like that. In my head is like, you know, that black dollar needs to circulate, you know, whether it drops in this community where I live or the next man or next woman's community that they live in. As long as that the money is being circulated, that's the main purpose, the main goal. You know, I don't see it as a competition. We have to change our mindset about that. So I'm not selfish like that. So I do tag myself, but I don't just tag my own business. I tag everybody that I can think of, the people that I interact with, you know, I've built a relationship with via Instagram or Facebook or whatever it may be, you know, in passing, and we get to conversing and find out, oh, you have your own business. So do I. You know what I do? I make sure I shout them out wherever I go. You know, I share the knowledge. And to me, that's what needs to be done. So, of course, what has helped me is by going hard for other people. And I do that just naturally. You know, I love to support my people. That's just how I love my people. That's just, there's no other way around it. I love my people. And if I can support them in a way, then I can. A lot of people misunderstand what it means to support somebody. Yeah, it's great if you can purchase some of my products. It's awesome. That's amazing. That's what keeps me going. But that's not the only thing. What also keeps me going is when people like my posts, people share the posts, people tag my business in other posts, so that, you know, I can get some type of recognition, or people can be aware that, oh, look, Ebby Clothing exists. Oh, what's Ebby Clothing? Let me click on the link, you know. So there's always different ways to show your support. You know, sometimes I do all of the above. I'm purchasing, I'm shouting them out, and I'm sharing their information. Sometimes if I don't, I get it. We don't always have, we're not all loaded like that, you know. So, because there's, you know, I'm in the same boat sometimes, you know. I may not be able to purchase something from that brother or that sister, but guess what? I'm going to big them up, you know. I'm going to support them. I'm going to post them, repost what they're doing, because I use IG a lot. I'm going to repost their posts, you know. I'm going to tag them and stuff, all kinds of stuff, you know, to make sure that, you know, I shout them out. And a lot of times people don't want to put that, our people don't put that effort out like that. And it's almost like, you kind of like, come on, what? You shouldn't be thinking anything other than let's support each other. Let's get this black dollar circulating. Let's keep this communities, our communities growing and let's work towards being self-sufficient instead of, you know, trying to have our hands out waiting for somebody else to do something. Now, the reality is, if we were to pull ourselves, all of our knowledge and all of our resources together, we would have everything we need, right? Because there's always somebody that has a resource to something that is needed, you know, they might not only possess what we actually need, they might actually have access to what we need, you know. So it's just like what anybody else, any other cultures do, you know, we all need to pull together. So whenever there's a chance that I have to big anybody up, I'm gonna do that. You know, if I have a chance to encourage somebody, I'm gonna do that. You know, that doesn't cost a dime. All it takes is a little time, a little effort. You know what? But I do it because I love my people. I do it because I care. I do it because I see the bigger picture. And my hope is that more of my people get to that mindset. And it's not about, you know, oh, well, if I do this, then you're going to end up doing better than me. You might get more sales. No, it's not about that. You know, those sales are going to come, you know, regardless. But you can't stand still or try to block somebody else off from doing the same things that you're trying to do if they're your own people. Like, that just doesn't make sense. You off code. You know, you got to stay on code all the time. It doesn't matter. Like, you know how many people are selling similar, they're selling clothing just like me? You know, it's not the same product. You know, it's not the same logo. It's not the same statement behind whatever's on the clothing. It's a different brand, but it's still clothes. You know, you think I'm going to get caught up into, they're going to think, you know, they're going to get theirs instead of getting mine. Blah, blah, blah. I'm not, it has nothing to do with that. You know, that's a personal problem. You know, if we were to build with each other and say, listen, brother, you know how many times I just randomly check in on people, on my people, especially the brothers, the kings, I check in on them randomly. Say, what's going on? What's up? You know, and then whenever they have something, they post something, it's like, oh, listen, I got this. Please support. You know what I do? I do it. Like, if it's within my means, I do it. And if it's not, it's like I said, I still support in other avenues. You know, I'll repost their posts on IG or I'll share their posts. You know, different things like that. So we have to really tighten up our mindset. We have to regroup. We have to get back at supporting one another and encouraging each other and pushing each other towards greatness. And that when we do have a lot of people, of our people that are startups, having their own businesses, they're entrepreneurs, we have to do what we have to do to support one another. So the next segment that I do, I'm going to read off all, because, man, the responses that I got from that post, Tag a Black-Owned Business, was incredible. It's like so many different businesses that were tagged, and entrepreneurs that were tagged under my post, that, you know, I was amazed. You know, got liked by over 100 people. You know, some people are like, that's nothing. Like, to me, that's big. You know, if 5 people liked it, that's big. That's big for me. But over 100 people liked it. You know, almost 120, if not that or more, liked that post. And these are people that I don't even follow, you know, and that don't follow me. And then they tagged a lot of people. Man, it's incredible. So the next episode that I do, I'm going to go through all the businesses that were tagged, and I'm going to shout them out. That's their episode. You know, the episode is for them, you know, big them up. You know, I constantly do my shameless plugs. You know, I got to do that. You know, I got a family to support. So in a community that needs the dollars circulating in, and we need improvement, just like in any other community, inner city community. So I'm going to shout them out. The next episode is going to be dedicated to them. And I just look forward. I just want you to continue to follow me, continue to listen. I appreciate you. And again, if you have any feedback, please, by all means, hit that direct message. Send me a message. Let me know what you think, what your thoughts are, your opinions, and encouraging words. If you have any, please, by all means, send me those too. It gets rough sometimes. Life gets rough sometimes. And you know, we have to do what we have to do. But I'm glad I'm able to speak to you all and you can hear my voice. And I appreciate all of my listeners and this platforms that I'm able to send my voice out to the world. So these episodes are only going to get better and better in time. I'm still a neophyte in the game. I don't even have 10 episodes down packed yet. So I appreciate you all and look forward to more content. Again, the next episode, pay attention to the next episode. It will be about all those Black-owned businesses that were tagged under my post at Ebby Clothing on Instagram. All right. So, again, like I always say, my ancestors continue to cover us always. Ashe.